War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got some great audience submissions for the What the Hell Is That Eric Swalwell meme. We're going to be presenting those coming up. Great job by the audience coming up with some brilliant ones here. We'll have a good laugh. We appreciate your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. We will be live. We will be live all night long, as they say, covering tonight's debate live and then doing reaction live as well. We look forward to being live with you here all night. Myself, the crew, Alex Jones, special guest appearances. So really looking forward to being here tonight covering this debate. Now, I got some other videos here that I teased coming up. Like, this is CNN host Erin Burnett stunned when she finds out what Kamala Harris supports. Now, you have to understand, Kamala Harris just is like a leaf in the wind. She just says whatever she has to say in the moment that sounds good, feels good, whatever. She doesn't have any real policies. She doesn't have any real political beliefs. She's been a phony since day one, since she was a quote-unquote fine woman that Willie Brown used to run around with, according to ABC News in 1995. But even the CNN host was stunned to find out what she supported. And this is public information in a questionnaire that we have, too, we'll show you. But listen to the CNN host stunned at what Kamala Harris supported in clip 18.
Tonight, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website.
Oh, wow.
A K-file investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's take immigration and look at what she said.
So in 2019, she's running for president. She's trying to go to the left of Warren and Sanders. Now, 2024, she doesn't even have to run. She just gets nominated. And she's trying to go to the right of Joe Biden because she's a phony. She's a fake. She's a fraud. She'll do anything for power, including if she needs to become a Hoover vacuum for Willie Harris. All right, go ahead. Or Willie Brown, excuse me.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
Okay.
And she said she also supported it.
That's good. Leave that on the screen.
Now, she also pledged to
Can you imagine you're running against Kamala Harris and her policy platform is taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal migrants? First of all, the fact that that's even a policy is laughable. The fact that that's a serious policy for a presidential candidate means I'm living in the clown world. This is her official, printed, published statement. The question: as President Kamala Harris, will you use your executive authority to ensure that transgender and non-binary people who rely on the state for medical care, including those in prison and immigration detention, will have access to comprehensive treatment associated with gender transition, including all necessary surgical care. Harris's response: I support policies ensuring that federal prisoners and detainees are able to obtain medically necessary care for gender transition, including surgical care, while incarcerated or detained. This is a real policy. Kamala Harris supports you paying taxes so an illegal immigrant in jail can chop their dick and balls off or have plastic surgery to put breasts on their chest. That's an actual policy for Kamala Harris. She said it in an interview, and she printed it and published it in a questionnaire. I need to, somebody roll this up into a joint, because this is a freaking joke. I got to be high. I have to be high reading this. I got to be tripping balls that Kamala Harris, the presidential candidate, supports taxpayer-funded gender transition surgery for illegal immigrants and prisoners. I just... Okay, that's where we're at then. So that's where we're at. All right, good, good. Kamala Harris apparently also thinks we need different laws for white people and black people, like she said in clip 8.
And we're talking about specifically something that happens to black people here in America. So we have to be specifically targeting to help those people. Because we put those people in a position, and everybody knows the history.
Yeah.
Everybody understands the history of America.
That's right.
America, you did this to these people. You should write laws for these people. Don't group us in with everybody, because everybody didn't happen to everybody. But let's be fair. We plan from behind the eight ball. We way back there, 400 years back there. We're not asking y'all to give us nothing. We actually write the law. Those of us who are willing and able to do the work, we'll do the work.
That's right.
That's what we need.
That's right.
And she just sits there like a bobblehead. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, yes. You could have said anything, and she just would have said, yeah, okay. By the way, you know, there was this incident on Sunday with a NFL football player, Tyreek Hill, pretty popular, and he gets pulled over by the police, and this has just become a media phenomenon. And you know, it's one of those things where I sit here and observe this neutrally, because I can actually do that. It seems like some people just literally cannot do it. And I don't even, I remove myself from my politics or my opinions, and I just say, how is, like, do we live in different worlds? What is going on here? So this NFL football player, I'm sure the crew can find the body cam footage. I didn't even bother sending it. It doesn't even matter. An NFL football player gets pulled over. We don't know the whole story of why he was pulled over, but, I mean, it sounds like he was probably, you know, driving criminally fast. And I don't know the laws in different states. In some states, 15 over, 20 over, double the speed limit, whatever. It's it can even be an arrestable offense. So he's driving fast. He's got his McLaren, a very fast car. And they probably pull him over for driving extremely fast. So he gets pulled over, and then he's being lippy with the police. They tell him 3 times to roll down his window. He refuses to do so. He has blacked out tinted windows, so they can't even see in the car. And then they say, okay, get out of the car. And then he won't get out of the car. And yeah, the police were way too aggressive. The police were like behaving like power-tripping jerks and a-holes, for sure. 100%. But everybody was wrong in this case. And then I see the sports media like, oh my gosh, Tyreek is a victim. Oh my gosh, how dare the... Did we see the same video here?
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Infowars.com/show.
Size matters, and it shows a full pretzel. I guess it's maybe a pretzel company, or I don't know, maybe it's a Philadelphia thing, these pretzels. But it shows a full-size pretzel for Harris, and then like a tiny, like quarter of a pretzel for Trump. I mean, is anybody really fooled that Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump? I mean, that's just a joke. But again, if you're a Democrat, you're such a low IQ voter, you don't even know. You're a no information voter. If you think Kamala Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump, you are a no information voter. And again, notice how they haven't said a word of Kamala's crowd sizes in a month. She's done rallies. She's had events. They don't say anything about her crowd sizes. I wonder why. Because they're tiny. So, okay. Meanwhile, every rally Trump has is 10,000 plus. He just had one in Wisconsin. Massive crowd. This one coming up in Butler, Pennsylvania, will probably be like 40,000. And they won't show the crowd size, but it's just, it's all propaganda. It's all lies. All right. Our debate coverage is about to start. The debate, we're closing in on just a couple hours here. InfoWars is going to be live all night. Alex Jones, myself, and crew. We got some other videos here we're going to try to get out, some other news stories. But, you know, we did something today we haven't done in a while, and we took some user submissions thanks to Eric Swalwell and his hilarious meme magic. He gave us a new meme platform. And so we've got some fresh ones here. And guys, you'll just kind of, I guess, have to work with me here. We just got these submitted in. Let's start first with Mega Devil Dog. Can we do it like that, guys? Okay. This is from Mega Devil Dog, his submission, the new Eric Swalwell meme.
What in the hell is this? My God.
Let's loop them because they're short. Let's loop them. Let's loop them. Here we go.
What in the hell is this? My God. What in the hell is this? My God.
Okay.
What in the hell is this?
That is solid from MAGA Devil Dog on X. Well done, guys. All right. This one is just a picture here. From rad_on X, what in the hell is this? And it's Tampon Tim. Boys need tampons too. I really hope. Because see, again, the no information voter doesn't know about this, that Tim Walz thinks that little boys need tampons. I hope J.D. Vance or a moderator asks in a vice president debate, Tim Walz, where does the tampon go in the male body? Have you personally shown little boys where to put a tampon in their own body, Tim? So there's the Rad on X submission, Tampon Tim, who wants to put tampons in boys. I don't know his plan for that. This is from L. Brandino Martinez. This one's just a picture as well, and it's Eric Swalwell. What in the hell is that? It's Alex Jones, the gay frog. It's Alex Jones, the gay frog, drinking the atrazine. So that's from L. Brandino Martinez, the new meme platform here. Oh, it's a second submission. That's a, hey, what do they call this monkey? Folks, they have a monkey. Is it really rainbow butt monkey? I know it's something crazy. Or rainbow dildo monkey. Folks, I think that's what it's actually called. Well, whatever. There's a furry. A furry is like a sex kink where they like wear a mascot thing. And there's this furry that does drag queen story time for kids. And it's rainbow butt plug dildo monkey. I'm not even kidding you. And this guy dresses up as a gay monkey and has a dildo and fake breasts and then goes reads to kids because, you know, that's good. There should have been a couple others, guys. I think we got a little mix up here. All right. Let's just go to the videos. Just put them on the screen. I don't have them in front of me, so let's just do it that way. Just go ahead and put them on the screen.
What in the hell is this? What in the hell is this?
All right. Is that their
what
worker?
What in the hell is this?
Okay. I don't know what's going on. That's from Publius. Is that? Oh, okay. Because they were taking our stream. Okay, I see what they did because we were reversing it, and so they're just kind of. All right, let's. That would be good, but it needs to be fixed there with the strange rewind. All right, do we have another one? I think there's a couple more here. Let's. If we don't have it ready, I'm just going to move on.
This.
Oh.
What did you do?
What in the hell is this?
Why'd you kill the cat?
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it?
What in the hell is this?
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
What in the hell is this? What in the hell is this?
Haitian car crash. They don't know how to drive. They don't even need to get a driver's license. They're more important than an American citizen.
What
they don't have the same rule.
What in the hell is this?
I think that's them cooking a cat. Oh, nice. Some fine Haitian cuisine. That was actually
what
in Europe.
What in the hell is this?
A bombshell new report says a suspected Chinese spy targeted California politicians. And one of her biggest targets was Bay Area Representative Eric Swalwell.
What in the hell is this?
That's your Democrat Party ticket.
What in the hell is this?
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been.
So there you go. That was Rob's submission. I think we had a couple other submissions, but we just got them in late, and so I don't know if we'll be able to put them up. You know what? We'll have to get to some of these later. We got Kamala Harris and Democrats calling for mandatory gun confiscation. Even liberals are starting to realize how stupid that is when you have criminal gangs coming in and robbing people and kidnapping people with guns. Well, golly gee, I mean, we need to pass gun control legislation. We need to pass common sense gun control legislation. And so you need to have your gun in a safe and your ammo in a different safe and your magazines in a different safe. Oh, sweet. So when the Venezuelan gang comes to rob my house at gunpoint and kidnap my children, I'll just ask them for a second so I can go get my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and get the ammo and everything. And I'm sure they'll oblige. Because that's common sense gun control, according to a liberal Democrat. That's what they do. So we'll have to save that. And we got a bunch of their stuff. But our coverage of the debate is going to begin here shortly. We are 2 hours from the debate in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris agreed to one debate. Donald Trump agreed to three. Kamala Harris chickened out. She's a coward and a fraud. And she knows the more she talks, the more she's on video, the more she's seen by the American people, the worse she looks. So the Democrat strategy is to hide her and keep her out of the public eye and shut her up because she is not very smart. But she's going to be forced to talk for 90 minutes tonight. Now, she's not allowed to have notes, so that's going to throw her off, but I'm sure she got the questions in advance. So she'll definitely have an edge. I suspect one of the moderators will be very favorable. The other, David Muir, might be neutral. So before we go, guys, listen to this, though, because liberals are pissed. Friends alum Adam Goldberg slams the show for its insane lack of diversity, incredibly unrealistic. Friends. Now, I was no fan of Friends, but I'm pretty sure Friends was like maybe the top grossing TV show of all time. Definitely top five most popular shows, but it was bad because it was too white. I see. Good call, liberals. You'll just never stop liberaling, will you?
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen.